Amen. Thank you, Brother Todd. Appreciate that good singing this morning. Y'all glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a song they used to sing some time back. It said, I just can't thank him enough. And man, I wonder if we spend every waking hour of every day thanking God for his blessings till the day we die, if we'd ever be in danger of thanking him enough. I don't think so. Amen. Psalms chapter 127. I'm going to give you a thought this morning. The Lord gave me on visitation yesterday. Psalms 127. I'm going to read the entire chapter. The Bible said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. He said, it is vain for you to rise up early, to set up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. His arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Let's pray together this morning. Fathers, we come before you again today. God, we do want to just stop and say thank you, God, for being so good to us. And Lord, we just thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies toward us every day. And God, we just want to bless your holy name, God. And Lord, thank you for our salvation most of all. And in everything that you've added on top of that, God, you've been good. Now, Lord, we pray, God, that you'd help us just one more time this morning to be a help and a blessing to our people, God. I pray, Lord, that you would open the ears of the hearers. And Lord, God, just put a conduit from the ear to the heart, God, and let them hear from heaven this morning. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for all you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Psalms 127, I want you to look back with me at verse number 1, and I want us to read the first sentence or the first phrase of that verse together out loud. Are y'all looking at it? Let's read it together. You ready? Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Let's do it again. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. I really don't know exactly where I'm going. I have no points, no poems, and probably no funny stories this morning. I just got something God put in my heart yesterday. Every year for the last 13 or 14 years, maybe longer than that, first week of December, I preach right next door to our nation's capital every year. And look forward to it every year. When the kids were little, they would go with me every year. And my wife is a history buff. She loves to go see old buildings and things like that. So we'd visit our nation's capital every year. And every year when I preach there, now that the kids are grown and they don't go with me, I fly in, and I fly into the Ronald Reagan National Airport right there in Washington, D.C. So every year I fly into our capital and I see our capital city, I see our White House and our capital building, the memorials and all that kind of thing. And I'll be honest with you, that impresses me. It does. It does something to me. It strikes a nerve. And people come from all over the world and they visit the greatest nation's capital in the whole world. And if we're not careful, then this is where I'm going this morning. We walk by those buildings and we stand in awe of the White House and we say, that's America. Now that's America. The Lord corrected me yesterday. I was out on visitation and I was in one of those neighborhoods, Brother Freddie, where every house looks just alike. Just little houses, just as far as you go down this street, then they're just like this and they're all alike, and down this street and they're all alike. And I was looking for an individual house, and as I rode by those houses, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. Here's what he said. That's America. That's America. America's not the political warhead. America is not the leaders that be. America is made up of the people who live in it. This morning, I'm going to begin probably a series. I don't know how far I'll go. I may finish it all today, but I seriously doubt it. But if I don't, for the next few weeks, we're going to talk about the construction of the home. The construction of the home. The conservation of the home.
That means the protecting of the home.
Amen.
The construction of the... Did my mic just cut off?
Bear with me. I'll stay right here. The construction of the home. The conservation of the home. If there was ever a time our homes needed protecting in America, it's today. It's today. You better pay close attention to what I'm saying to you this morning. It is vital to our existence. Amen. And then we're going to talk about the contentment of the home. There may be a lot of homes represented here this morning, but I guarantee you they're not all happy homes. Amen. And then we'll wind it up with the children of the home. Let me ask you a question this morning. I want one representative of every home in this building, one representative of every home to raise your hand. Now, I want you to pay attention. That's everybody here. Everybody in this room is a part of a home. Would you agree? Everybody in this place this morning is a part of the home. I'm going to try this other microphone. I've never been able to sit still in my entire life. Amen. But while I was on visitation yesterday and I was driving by all those little houses, the Lord said, that's what America is. If you listen to the news media today, they'll tell you that all the problems in our country lie in Washington. If we can fix Washington, everything else is going to be okay. Somebody help me this morning. If we can fix Congress, if we can fix the Senate, if we can fix the presidential position, if we can fix this and we can fix the Speaker of the House and we can fix... Listen, that is not the problem in America. America hired those people and put them in position. Hey, well, somebody help me this morning. We're going to preach here in a minute. Amen. The problem in America is the home. Now, whether you would agree with me or not, but I feel like most would, the home in America is under attack. The devil has climbed the wall. Listen, if he can destroy our homes, listen to me, he can destroy our church. And if he can destroy our homes and then destroy our church, he can destroy our country. And just let me say, I'm not taking a hat off to him or a pat on the back, but he is doing a pretty good job. Yeah. Amen. Divorce is at an all-time high in America. Thousands among thousands will line the courthouses tomorrow waiting for a judge to give them a writ of divorce. Amen. If you don't think the devil is after your home, you have another thing coming. Amen. Somebody help me this morning. If you don't think the devil's after your marriage, Jeremiah, you better shout and give God honor and glory that he's given you 10 years. Brother Anthony, God's allowed you to be married for 35 years. That's a rarity. You're an oddball in today's society. You're a weirdo in today's society. You're a weirdo anyway, but in today's society, that is not the norm. More people don't make it than do. Amen. Jeremiah, celebrate 10, but purpose in your heart, you're going to go 10 more. And when you reach that 10, celebrate 20, and purpose in your heart again that you're going to go 10 more. Of course, I believe Jesus will come before that takes place. Amen. Listen, the condition of our country is in fact the fault of the individual homes that make up this country. Amen. It's not my job to fix the homes of America, but it's my job to help fix yours. Yeah. Amen. It's my job to, you say, what if my home's not broken? Well, it's my job to help you from keeping it to be broken. Amen. 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 So many think that they know how to build homes. You've got people on TV that are not married telling people how to be married. Here's what's wrong in America. We've let the media tell us how to run our homes. We've let the government that we put in place tell us how to raise our children. Miss Hillary says it takes a village to raise a child. You keep the village away from my children. Amen. It ain't none of the government's business how I raise my child. Somebody help me this morning. Listen, we're relying on too many outside sources to tell us what is wrong with our house. Amen. Y'all okay? Boy, somebody just ain't in here this morning. Could be we've hit a nerve. I read where a young preacher made this statement, or he's an older preacher, but he said when he was a young preacher that he had, before he was married, said he had four sermons on the home. Said he got married, had four kids, and had no sermons on the home. In other words, he didn't know as much as he thought he did. Amen? He didn't know near as much as he thought he knew. Listen, if we're not careful, we will just take what we have and we'll take it for granted. We'll sweep our troubles under the rug, and we'll go on like everything's okay, and then one day it comes to a screeching halt, and we wonder why the wheels fell off the wagon.
Amen. We wonder what happened. How in the world did we get here? Amen. Lord willing, come December, we'll been married 39 years, 38. 28. Boy, I'm all off the bunk. We got married when we was 5. Amen. 28. There you go, 28. We'll have been married. I've got Brother Anthony on my mind. I guess I'm thinking 30. But we'll have been married 28 years. Let me tell you something. That's by the grace of God. That's Dr. Phil had nothing to do with that. Oprah didn't have a hand in that. It was the grace of God. Amen. Let me say it again. It was the grace of God. Now listen, I don't care who you are. Storms are going to come in your marriage. And I'm just making statements this morning. It's all I'm doing. If you came for more than that, I'm sorry. But my desire is to help you today. Amen. Somebody said the other day, I drove all this way and you didn't click your heels behind your head. If that's all you came for. I was in New York. A lady actually told me that. She said, I am upset. 14 kids just got saved. She said, I'm upset. I drove all the way from Pennsylvania to see you click your heels behind your head. I said, good night, lady. You missed it. Amen. You missed it. Man, you can't see the forest for the trees. I live in the real world where the devil is trying to rip apart our homes, break our children's hearts. Amen. You will not find me one child raised in a broken heart who likes divorce, raised in a broken home who likes divorce. Amen. You will not find one. Listen, you remember the family, the man in the Bible, the two guys, they said one built his house on a rock, and the storms came and beat upon it, and the house stood. But the other man built his house on the sand, and the storms came and washed it away. Here's the problem in America. It's our construction process. It's our construction process. It's not the visible thing that we see. When you come to my house, you see the roof, you see the siding, you see the porch, you see all that. But what you don't see at my house is the foundation. You may see the blocks that the house is sitting on, but the foundation is underground. It's up under that. We call it a footing around here, or a footer. Amen. The problem in America is the foundation. Now there's a problem. We know there's a problem. Society tells us there's a problem. We've got a gym full of proof this morning that there's a problem. We've got children who want to come to church, but nobody will bring them. That's why we have a bus ministry. Amen. I had, and don't nobody take offense at this, but I had a black pastor in our town. Been years ago, shortly after we first came here. I ran into him at the Napa Auto Parts store up there, and we were just talking, and I introduced myself, and he introduced himself, and he said, let me ask you a question. I said, okay. He said, why are y'all bringing them buses over here and picking up all our kids? I didn't mean it in a mean way, but I just looked right back at him. I said, 'cause you ain't. Simple enough. Yeah. Amen. 'Cause you ain't. He said, you got a point there. Keep up the good work. Amen. And he's still just as friendly to me today every time I see him. There would be no need for the bus ministry if the home would get the foundation fixed. Amen. There'd be no need for marital counseling if the home would get the foundation fixed. Amen. What we want to do this morning, this is so simple, it's ridiculous, and most of you know it, but you need to hear it again. If it's so simple and we all know it and we've heard this all 10,000 times, Brother Eddie, here we go again. Why is there still a problem? Why are marriages still flying apart? Why are homes still being busted up? Some of you, like Dustin, are just about to start. You need to get this morning. Before you can build, you've got to have something to build on. Something solid, something firm, something resolute, something that the storms will not blow you off of. Brother Tom Williams, the cowboy preacher, said one time, he said, a light rain will test your roof, but a flood will test your foundation. There's going to be a lot of little storms that you're going to make it through, but when those floods come, when those big storms come, when those tragedies come, it'll test what your marriage and what your home is built on. Amen? I pray that your home is built on the right foundation. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Some of you can quote this verse, but we're going to look at it this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Listen, what you need to do this morning is make a decision. I remember years ago we went through a building program, Brother Charles, at our old church. You'll remember that. And we decided to knock the back wall out and to add on, then build a three-story building. And the first thing we did, we elected a building committee. Anybody ever been part of that? Only one. A building committee. That's a train wreck. That's a train wreck. About halfway through that thing, what a building committee is a building committee is responsible for getting the building built. And when you have a committee, guess what you have? When you have a committee of more than one, that means you've got two opinions. That means you've got two ideas about all of a sudden everybody's a framer. All of a sudden everybody's an electrician and a professional at lighting. All of a sudden everybody's a professional at decor. Are y'all listening to me? We had a building committee, Brother Atkins, and we'd meet once a week. One Wednesday night after church, we sat there and went round and round and round. Brother Charles, I don't even remember what it was over. I finally just mustered up all the backbone I could, and I got up and I said, I got an idea, guys. Let's dissolve the building committee. Let's just dissolve the building committee right here because we're going nowhere. And all we're doing is getting mad at each other. I said, I'll tell you what, let's do this. I said, let's put it on one person. Me. I said, I'll pick the carpet color. I'll pick the color of the pews. I'll pick the color of the roof and the siding and all the above. And then if it ain't good, you can just blame me and you'll only have one person to be mad at. What are you trying to say? I'm saying when we enter the building process, we need to let one be in charge. We need to let one person be in charge. We ought to go to one source for our advice for the building of our home. Amen. And I've got good news for you. I know the one who is a master at building homes. I know one who is a master at building homes. His name is Jesus Christ. The very first sign we have of the Godhead, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You know what they're doing? The very first time we see God in the Bible, do you know what he's doing? In the beginning, God, somebody say the next word, created the heavens and the earth. He's building. God introduces himself in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1 as a builder. Amen. Then Jesus comes on the scene, and he says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What is he? He's a builder. In John chapter number 14, Jesus said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. What are you saying? I'm saying he built our first home, earth. And people are worshiping it instead of the one who built it. We've got scripture for it. Worshiping the creation more than the creator. Amen. I'm not worshiping a spotted whale or owl or a whale or a whatever. Boy, I'm on a roll this morning. Amen. I've seen whales with spots on them. Hallelujah. I'm not worshiping a whale. I was out in San Diego, California one year preaching for Brother Doug Fisher, and they had a missionary in that night, and he had 10 minutes before I was to preach. And in he was a missionary to Alaska. And you know, you think San Diego, California. You know, Brother Fisher always goes, California, you know, because we make fun of him. You think, you know, fruits and nuts, purple hair and all that kind of stuff, tree huggers and PETA people and all that. Well, this missionary is showing a slide presentation, and in every slide in that presentation, they're whacking up a whale. I mean, they're going at it. They're cutting up as well. And that crowd is shouting, hey, man, kill another one. Amen. Listen, what we're trying to say is we're not worshiping the animals. We're worshiping the maker of the animals. We're not worshiping the trees. Listen, you tree hugger, it took a tree to build the house you live in. Amen. If you're against cutting down trees, get you a tent and hush. Amen. Smile. It'll be all right. Swallow. It'll go down. Listen, he is a builder. He is introduced as a builder. Then he comes along and builds the next great important thing in our lives. What was that? The church. And then he says, not only did I build creation for you, not only did I institute marriage for you, not only did I build a church to help that marriage stay together, I'm building your future home. Now listen, let me tell you how good a builder he is. Brother Freddie is a builder, and he's a good one, but he's not a perfect one. For Brother Freddie to build something, Brother Charles, he has to take his truck before he can build it. He's got to know what he's building. Then he's got to go to Home Depot and get the material to build it. Let me tell you how good God is. When God decided to build, there wasn't a Home Depot. He reached into nothing and made everything. How about that? Now, I would say somebody who has that ability, I could trust him with my house. Somebody who has that ability, I can trust him with my marriage. Somebody who has that ability, Brother Samuel, I believe I can trust him with my children. Amen. Somebody who has that ability, I believe I could trust him with my church. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, I never did read it, did I? The Bible said in verse number 11, for other foundation can no man lay, watch it now, than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. What's your house built on? What's your house built on? Somebody said, we're going to get married when we can afford it. You never can afford it. I was broke when I got married. 28 years, still broke. Amen. Y'all all right? Somebody help me. I'm preaching to poor folks this morning. I know, don't sit there and act like you got it all. Amen. I know better. Amen. I see how much the offering is every week. Maybe it's that low because you're keeping it. Amen. Listen carefully. What's it built on? Is it built on finances? Let me tell you, friend, that don't work. I can prove it, and the Lord showed me that yesterday. The neighborhood I rode through had more empty houses than houses that people lived in. Places where children used to play. Places where families used to grow. But if you hang it all on finances, finances can go away. Everywhere I went yesterday, I saw people, it was a pretty day. People were jogging, riding bicycles. Listen, a lot of people building their lives on their health and their fitness. Nothing wrong with taking care of yourself, you ought to. But that'd go away too. That'll go away too. Y'all better stay with me. I want to know what you're building your house on. What are you building your house on? Are you building it on your good looks? That's going to go away too. Amen. Kids, y'all better pay attention to me. Don't just marry her because she's pretty. And girls, don't just marry him because he's got a big barrel chest. It'll be a big barrel belly one day. Amen. It tickles me to death. I love to go to Walmart and hire him. That's where all the people shop I grew up with. And I just walk through there and laugh. Them old boys that used to be the jocks, you know, walked around with their big chest. They were one of them fattest pigs and bald-headed, amen? I just love to stop and say, man, you sure are looking. Are y'all listening to me? You better not base it on that. You better make sure that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said there's none other foundation. There is no other foundation. He said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Jonah, our little grandson, spent the night with us last night and night before last. And Jonah loves to play with blocks. And he builds towers. And he'll work and work and work. He'll come get you and say, I'll build a tower. And you have to go look at his tower. Then he knocks it down. But he has the ability. He's probably going to grow up and be a doctor. He's got the steadiest hand of any kid that I've ever seen. He stacks these blocks up. They'll be that tall. And you're looking at it like, I don't know how in the world he done that. He stacked them up. But what I'm trying to say is inevitably, they're going to come down. And if we're building our homes and our lives on anything other than Jesus Christ, you bank on it. It's coming down. You just mark her down, it's coming down. What's on the foundation? What is the foundation? What are you building your house on? Simple thought, simple question, but it requires honesty. Listen, if we get the foundation right, then we got something. Then we've got something. My wife and I married young, didn't have a clue. Didn't have a clue. Had a baby, didn't have a clue. I didn't know how to be a daddy. I hadn't had one all my life. Well, here we were, clueless. The thing was about to fly apart at the seams. She should have left me in that first year of marriage. She should have left me once a month. But she didn't, thank God. What was the problem? We were trying to start a life without a foundation. We were trying to start a life together and raise a family together with no substance, with nothing to support it. What are you saying? Listen, when storms come, and they come, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Troubles come into your house. Understand that. Trouble is coming to your house. I know people who are not in church today because their kids did something stupid. What's wrong? The foundation. The foundation. Church is here to help when the kids do something stupid. Mark her down. Just as sure as trouble's coming to your home, your children are going to do something stupid. Amen? That's in another message. But anyway, listen, if we get the foundation right, then we've got something we can build our lives on. Thank God that New Year's Eve, we got our foundation. We got our foundation. You know what that did? That did away with everything else we had done beforehand. Before you can build on a foundation, hey, you first got to tear down what you built on nothing. Amen. Some of us may need to go back to the drawing board this morning. Get back to scratch. Let me tell you what it takes to build on that foundation. It takes a saved mama and daddy. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It's just that elementary. It takes a saved mama and daddy. Sir, are you born again? Do you know if you died this minute, heaven would be your home? If you can't answer that for sure, you're building on nothing. Amen. Ma'am, are you saved? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Is He in your heart this morning? If not, you're building on nothing. A home where only one of the spouses is saved maybe has half a chance. Half a chance. Would you agree? We've got them in here like that. We've got homes in this that are still together. It's because somebody's praying. Even though the husband may not be in church, maybe though he won't go. I know men who want their family to go to church, but they won't go. They want that mama to get up and get them babies ready and take them to Sunday school. Why? They know that's what's keeping their life together. But a home where mom and daddy's both saved, got a real good chance. But listen to me, it takes more than that. It takes more than that. You say, well, if we're saved, won't everything be all right? No. No. Why? Because saved people have storms too. I can show you, I could name you just off the top of my head this morning, one after another, saved people whose homes are busted, whose lives are in a mess, whose children are brokenhearted. Saved people. Came right off the pews you're sitting on this morning. Heard the same kind of preaching you're hearing this morning. They had the foundation. They had the foundation. Listen, let's read a little bit more. You still in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3? Now here we go. I'm going to quit in just a minute. Y'all looking at verse number 12? All right, now, we've got the foundation, Christ. You got that? Save mom and daddy. Now comes the next part. Once the foundation is there for a reason. My house would be very uncomfortable if all I had was a foundation. There is a process. Then the building begins. He said in verse number 12, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. Notice the contrast? Gold, silver, precious stones, those are good things. Wood, hay, and stubble, That's junk. Now watch this. In verse number 12, he said, now if any man, that brings it down to a personal level. That brings it down to me and you. We can't build the foundation. It's already there. We just got to trust it. We had no part in the foundation. That's all him. But what we build on that foundation, that's us. He said, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Look at verse number 13. He said, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. There's your good eternal security verse right there. Now listen to me carefully. We know that's talking about the judgment seat of Christ. But let me tell you something. There's rewards before judgment. And there's losses before judgment. Brother Anthony, you and your wife stand up again. That's reward. That's reward. Brother Anthony's sitting in church with his children this morning. His grandbabies are running around here like wild Indians somewhere. Thank you, brother. That's reward. My wife and I sat on the couch last night. I bought my wife a rocking chair for Valentine's. You know you're getting old when you buy your wife a rocking chair for Valentine's. But I bought her, she wanted a chair to rock the babies in. And I sat on the couch and watched that little old grandboy nuzzle up next to her neck, watched her rock him to sleep. Man, I wouldn't have took nothing for that. I said there's reward, but there's also many are suffering loss. She could have been doing that without me last night. Could have been some other man laying on my couch watching my wife rock my grandbaby. That's loss. Reward and loss is not just at the judgment seat of Christ. It's right here. I don't know about you this morning. I don't want to lose. It takes more than a saved mom and dad. It takes a saved, committed mom and dad. It takes a saved mom and dad who says Jesus is going to be the head of our household. Not only is he going to be the builder, he's going to be the master. What are you building your house on this morning? Let me ask you a question. How's it looking? How's it looking? There's a house on our road. We built our house in 2001. And there's a house on our road that was putting an addition on their house when we built ours. That's been, 11 years ago? 11 years ago, they were building an addition, maybe a 12 by 20, something like that, nothing big. And I just noticed yesterday when I was coming in from visitation, that addition still isn't done. All the wood on the outside, it still hadn't even got siding on. It's just covered in plywood, Brother Freddie. And that plywood used to be fresh. New, now it's black. It's rotten. That thing that they begin to build is falling down. I'm afraid we got homes represented in this room right now that if we could see past the Sunday morning attire and we could see past the bubbly laughter and the smile, and we could see down inside the core, I'm afraid we might find rotten in plywood. We might find something. Oh, the addition's still there, but it's falling down. It wouldn't take much. It wouldn't take much, just a good wind, and it'd be gone. Not only what are you building on, but how are you building? How's it looking this morning? I'm going to ask Brother Todd to come to piano. The construction of the home. We could go on and on and on this morning, but I think you get the picture. If you do, nod your head. How important it is not only to have Christ in your heart, but to have Christ in your home. I said again, how important it is not only to have Christ in your heart, but to have Christ in your home. Listen, I wouldn't embarrass Dustin for nothing in the world. He's precious to me. I not only want to see him married. I want to see him make it. I don't want to just see these young couples like Ryan and Miss Taylor who haven't been married too very long. I want to see them make it. I want to see them make it. I want them one day, when I'm an old gray-haired man, to stand up in church on a Sunday morning and say, we're celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary. You said, boy, preach, you sure are expecting a lot. Not with God, I'm not. With God, all things are possible. If you give him the wheel, put him at the head, it can't come down. He's never lost a ship. Do you understand? Let's stand to our feet this morning. Just two questions. Just two simple questions this morning. Are you building on the right foundation? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Second question, what are you building? Gold, silver, and precious stones? Or wood, hay, and stubble? I'm not asking how it looks on the outside. I'm asking how it looks on the inside. So many times in our Christian school, kids had come to my office. And when you start asking questions and trying to find out what their problem was, it always went back home. It always went back home. There's more kids got out of paddlings because they were honest with me. I can't paddle a kid who's living in a handful of hell at the house. I can't do it. I can't do it. In homes that I would never have suspected, because I see their Sunday morning face. I see their church face. Them little kids come sit in the office. Boy, they just bust out crying. Kids will be honest. Some of you sitting there right now wondering, oh, Lord, I wonder what my kids have told him. You got the foundation. Look inside. Let's examine what we're building this morning. If we could, let's just bow our heads all over the house. I got to ask. I've got to ask, is Jesus your foundation? Do you know Christ as your Savior? If you died just like you are right now, would heaven be your home? If you know that without a shadow of a doubt in your mind, you've got that thing nailed down, would you slip up your hand this morning? Say, Brother Eddie, I know it. I know it as well as I know my name. I know I'm saved. Thank you. Thank you so much. You've got the foundation. If you just raised your hand, you've got the foundation. You've got what you need for gold, silver, and precious stones. You've got what you need to build something that is lasting. Now I wonder how many of you that just raised your hand and say, preacher, pray. Pray, we're in the building process. We're right in the middle of the building program. Children are small. Got a lot of decisions to make ahead of us. Brother Eddie, pray for our home. That we'd let Jesus be not just the foundation, but the master. How about it? How about it this morning? Hands all over. God bless you. Listen, please be patient. I've got to ask this morning, if you didn't raise your hand a while ago, if you couldn't say for certainty that I know where I'll spend eternity, I wonder if you'd slip up your hand. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. God bless you, ma'am. Wouldn't embarrass you, wouldn't drag you to an altar. I just want to pray for you. Brother Eddie, I'm not sure. If I died today, heaven would be my home. If you can really know, I'd like to get that settled. Please just remember me when you pray. Just slip it up and put it right back down. Thank you so much. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this morning, Lord, you know my heart. I did not even attempt to preach a great sermon this morning. Lord, all I wanted to do is help my people. Lord, greater than that, I wanted to help your people. Lord, I don't know circumstances. I I can't see inside the homes. I just see like everybody else does. It drives by. But Lord, you see deep down inside. You know the heart of every individual here this morning. Lord, I pray you deal with us accordingly. Lord, you saw the hand that was raised, not sure about eternity. God, I pray you help them get it settled right here this morning. Help them to get the right foundation, God, that they might build their own. Lord, so many young couples in our church and the devil's after them. Lord, they've got you in their heart, but God, I pray they'd invite you in the house. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'd build the homes of this church and this community. But God, we need your help. Father, have your way in this invitation. God, we'll give you glory for what you do, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.